I'd like to just reference a few words here in this last, in this one hymn that we sang. Last two lines. O make me thine forever, and should I fainting be, Lord, let me never, never outlive my love to thee. Those eyes now faith receiving from Jesus shall not move, for he who dies believing dies safely through thy love. And I think those eyes just gripped me in a new way this morning. That's beautiful, beautiful words. I want to greet each one in the precious name of Jesus this morning. It's a very special privilege to be here and to remember what we are here for today. This past week, we had an unusual experience. Ron and Jewel put together a group of old-timers, and we had a lovely time together at their house, remembering things from a long time ago. I hope that they have a big enough closet to stick all the skeletons back in again so they're not rolling around someplace. But anyhow, good memories, lots of good things, and some things maybe. But anyhow, it was just a good time because what made the memories were bonds that were made a long time ago. This was in honor of Marlo and Ellen, which were here, and they left in the early 80s, so many of you, it's beyond your memory, but this was a very important time for us, and we just had a good time together with other old friends that came by there too. There's something that happens when a group of people share an experience, and that's what I believe Jesus intended. Excuse me. I believe that's what Jesus actually intended when he said, as oft as ye do this, in remembrance of me. Murray referenced that this morning. That's what it was. It was some people observe it, some groups observe it once a year. We do it twice a year, if that's our practice. Some groups do it every time they meet. Some do it at every service. The important thing, it doesn't say how many times you should do it, but it says, this is what you need to remember when you do it. And sometimes people get a little bit sidetracked and they say, well, the unleavened bread is the important part. Or the wine is the important part. Or something else is an important part. Maybe the cup, for example. But that is not the important part. The important part is to remember his death, his suffering, and what our salvation cost. And whenever we do that, that's what binds us together into a common remembrance. One thing that happens as we get older is our forgetter works a little bit better than it used to, and we don't remember. And Jesus knew that. And he knew we needed, even important things, we needed remembrances. And so that's what we're here for this morning, to remember that most important thing in our life, and that is our salvation and what he paid for that. I'm impressed with the fact that even when Jesus was here with his disciples talking and with his people teaching them, that they didn't always remember important lessons either. They're very much like people today. We don't forget, we don't remember everything either, and that's why we need these times of memory. But um, Sometimes memories are painful. Sometimes we remember something at the right time, at the wrong, just too late. Like Peter, when it says that Peter had just not long ago made this tremendous comment that when Jesus asked the disciples, who do you say that I am? Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Tremendous statement. And yet, when Jesus went on to say that he was going to suffer and die, Peter said, that's not going to happen. And Jesus rebuked him. And then later said, Peter said that, though everybody leaves you, yet not I. And Jesus had told him that before the cock crow, that he is going to deny him thrice. And Peter still took up the sword to defend Jesus. That was not going to happen. And yet, when it did, he remembered. And it says that he went out and wept bitterly. And it's interesting to know that sometimes memories are bitter. Sometimes remembrances do bring bitterness. And that's why I think that sometimes bitterness is an old person's temptation, whereas lust is maybe a young person's temptation. You have a long line of griefs and wrongs and offenses, and if we don't know and don't stay on top of forgiveness and so on, that can lead to bitterness. And even just a one-time offense does. But this is what Peter did. He says he went out and he wept bitterly. But we do know that Jesus he was received again into the fold, and we read his letters, and which we're studying in Sunday school right now, and see how tremendous a life and how much of an influence he was for the good of the church. And one thing that I have to think about, especially in these thoughts, is where he talked about adding to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge. And actually, it was our last Sunday's lesson. It was where it talked about that if we keep doing these things, making our calling and election sure, that we will never fall. And he says, he that doesn't do this has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. And so the calling that Peter had was to continue on. And then we have people that remember exactly, but it doesn't do them any good. Like the ones that remembered that Jesus said that he was going to rise from the dead. And so they wanted to make sure that nothing happened to the tomb, the Jewish leaders actually. It says, sir, we remember that the deceiver said, while he was yet alive, after 3 days I will rise again. And to me it's so interesting that the disciples didn't remember that, but Jesus' enemies did. And they knew what, maybe they understood what the outcome of that could be, I don't know. But they were doing everything they could to prevent that from happening. And Jesus didn't change his plan because of what they thought. He had risen, and even though the disciples, the most important people in his life, didn't remember it, it still turned out true, and he did that, and now he's telling us to remember. One of the most poignant scriptures that I think we have of of his resurrection and the life after is when Jesus was explaining to those, when the word came that he had risen, and it says in Luke 24, verse 8, it says, and they remembered his words. And I think that is such an important part of our life, to not forget to remember what these things are for. So today we want to especially remember the sufferings of our Lord, the salvation that it brought, and what it means to be a part of his church, to be a part of his kingdom, and to build each other up in that. Let's come before the Lord in prayer.